This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and on the program, we're going to be talking about Juneteenth and the upcoming event that will be here in Adrian. And I'm happy to have on the program to talk a little bit more about that is Jeanette Hennigan, president of the Lenawee County NAACP. Jeanette, so good to have you on the show once again.
Yeah, thank you, Dale, for having me on to talk about this important information.
Yeah, it sure is. Well, you know, let's remind people, what is Juneteenth and the purpose of Juneteenth and having Juneteenth?
Okay. Juneteenth is now a state and federal holiday. It became a federal holiday in 2021. But the purpose of celebrating Juneteenth is to commemorate the end of slavery in the United States. It's observed on June 19th, because on June 19th in 1865, the Union soldiers arrived in Galveston, Texas, to inform all the slaves in Texas that about the Emancipation Proclamation, which freed all the slaves in the United States, and the slaves in Texas didn't find out until 2 years later. So that's when the first celebration of Juneteenth.
And it's so important to remember that, isn't it, Jeanette?
It is very important to remember where we came from, how our American history, and the importance of freedom for the United people in the United States.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, yeah. And that's the reason why having and the observance of Juneteenth. And we're going to have our own celebration here, huh, Jeanette?
Yes, we do. We have been having our annual Juneteenth celebration for a number of years now. Remember, we started down at Trestle Park many years ago, and now we're downtown Adrian. We are on the Maumee Street downtown, but we are in a different block this year. We will be between Main Street and Winter Street, still on Maumee Street this year. And we're celebrating on the actual day this year, June 19th, which is a Friday. People may not be used to hearing that, but it will be on a Friday this year on the actual holiday.
Excellent. So what are going to be the hours of the celebration then, Jeanette?
We will start at 4 p.m., and we're going to start with our Boys and Girls Club with a variety show at 4 p.m., and then following that, we will have our headline band that's going to be playing for us for a few hours. The Distant Cousins, and some of the people who have attended in the past, they can recall this band and how good they are. And so they would be hopefully come down and watch them.
And there will be other activities going on during this time too, Jeanette?
Yes. And just prior to our the event downtown, we will have our annual 3-on-3 basketball tournament for the youth, and that's going to be held in the parking lot of the church on Broad Street. So the registration for that 3-on-3 tournament for the kids start at 11, and then they will tip off at 12 o'clock. And then at 4 p.m., we will also have, along with the variety show, we'll have face painter, we'll have a bounce house, and other activities, free popsicles and free popcorn, all going on down in the block of Maumee Street.
And that will be going on until about how long then, Jeanette?
We will be going from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Okay.
Downtown, yes.
Okay. And everybody's invited, aren't they?
Everybody's invited. This is for the community, the entire Lenawee County. We hope everyone will have an opportunity to come down and celebrate with us. And all of our the events are free. There will be food down there. There will be a cost for the food vendors.
Mm-hmm.
The restaurants down there will have a charge, but everything, popsicles and face painters and popcorn, will be free as well.
Yeah, all right, sounds good. And like you mentioned, Jeanette, this is all a really family-friendly event, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is a family-friendly. We want the entire family. We have things for the kids. We have the band for the adults. We want the entire family to attend. And we really, really want to thank our sponsors. We would not be able to do this every year without our sponsors. That's why everything is free, because we have great sponsors like West Banco is our big sponsor. We also have Foundation Realty, Indo Cannabis Centers, Blue Point Title Agency, and also we're receiving a lot of support from Visit Lenawee.
Excellent, excellent. And you know, it is so important to be able to remember what Juneteenth is all about, Jeanette, but also to be able to have some fun while doing it too.
Yes, a community event, lots of fun. We're acknowledging our culture, our resilience, remembering our past, and hopefully everyone will be able to come out and celebrate with us.
Oh, I hope so too. And we'll look forward to everybody coming down on June 19th, Friday, from 4 until 9 p.m. in downtown Adrian. Like you said, you're going to be on West Maumee Street between Main and Winter.
Yes.
Okay, excellent. All right. Well, Jeanette, thank you so much. And, of course, I'm sure that they'll be able to find out if they have any questions about Juneteenth, and they might be able to find somebody to be able to ask those questions to.
Yes, they can check us out on Facebook and Instagram, but also if they have any specific questions, they can email me. The email address is Lenawee, N-A-A-C-P, at comcast.net.
Okay, one more time with that address.
Lenawee, N-A-A-C-P, at comcast.net.
Very good. Jeanette, thank you so much for being on the program with us and telling us a little bit about it. And hopefully the people have it on their calendars to be able to come downtown Adrian on Friday, June 19th.
Thank you so much, Dale, for having me.
Thank you so much. My guest has been Jeanette Hennigan, president of the Lenawee County NAACP. Here on Community Conversation, I'm Dale Gartner. We'll talk again soon.